Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The garden is full of new leaves, and it's not officially spring yet. Get your reservations to see the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Fuchsia is one flexible plant. It can be grown in the ground as an upright plant, in a hanging basket as a trailing plant, or against a wall as an espalier. To see how to get your fuchsia to climb the wall, walk past the koi pond to the curve in the path and see the fuchsia cultivar Phyllis. This plant makes a lovely pattern on the wall, and right now, as it's leafing out, you can see exactly how to place the guides on the wall to make it work in your garden. Other fuchsias in bloom right now are a few of the lovely species fuchsias in our garden. Check out the fuchsia species fulgens, a semi-woody shrub that can reach 5 feet tall and is native to tropical Mexico and Central America. It has a bloom in our climate most of the year. Just next to this is the fuchsia species denticulata, a native from Peru and Bolivia. Take a good look at the flowers. You can see the slight differences from the fulgen species, where the flowers are smaller diameter but longer. Another blooming species is the fuchsia splendens, a native from Mexico, but again with a slightly different bloom. In looking at these little beauties all in orange, pink, and green flower colors, it's fun to then look at the beautiful pink and white blooms on the cultivar Annabelle. Then, at the garden entrance, see the young fuchsia tree with the braided stems and the wonderful pink, double-petaled blooms on the cultivar Bright Morning. The variety in the flowers of the fuchsia cultivars is both astounding and fascinating. Other areas of the garden rebounding into spring are the border and geometric garden beds. The New Guinea impatiens are blooming brightly, as is the Begonia fuchsioides. As with most begonias, this one has both male and female flowers on the same plant and is a prolific bloomer. The Alstroemeria hybrids are beginning to bloom as well. These are wonderful as they return each year with a larger plant that spreads by rhizome or seeds. These flowers come in all colors except green and blue, and as the plants can cross-pollinate, you might get some unique flowers if you collect the seeds from your own garden and replant them. As you cross the geometric bed, see the seedlings coming up under the protective chicken wire frames. These are tender sweet pea seedlings. Keep your eye on these. They will astound you when they bloom and you get a whiff of the lovely scent. Head over to the border of the lower meadow where you see the Borage officinalis, commonly called borage, an edible plant that has been used for centuries for teas, greens, and seed oil. Also springing up here are the nasturtiums, another edible plant. They reseed themselves generously and grow as a lush ground cover throughout the garden. Just past the nasturtium, see the California hummingbird sage, a member of the salvia family. This plant will bloom throughout the summer and attract scores of hummingbirds. Then see the tree dahlia or Dahlia imperialis. These wonderful blooms come on stalks that can be up to 13 feet tall and are hollow. A plant native to the mountains of Mexico and Central America, where native populations used the long hollow stalks to transport water when they were hunting or crossing the mountains. This is a member of the aster family and is another wonderful edible plant in the garden. It grows from tubers that can be roasted or baked like potatoes, and the flower petals are a lovely garnish to greens. Just across the walk in the beds in front of the staghorn fern, see the Lepchinia fragrans or island pitcher sage that's blooming, a soft pink flower with a lavender lip, a beautiful plant with gray-green foliage that, when you touch it, your fingers come away with a lovely scent of sage. See the Ancedantia striving beauty. That's a riot of pink bloom. This member of the mallow family is a prolific bloomer and attractive to all the flying pollinators. Head into the aloe and agave collection to see the wonderful aloe spicata, or bottle brush aloe. This plant blooms in a spiral that is defined in mathematical theory as the Fibonacci sequence. Another great native California plant to see just now is along Tram Road at the landmark Brazilian pepper tree. Walk the path to the right and see the classic Dudleya Britonii, a water-wise plant that can live in your garden for 50 to 100 years. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.